Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
30 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve. 10 of the morning now. 7:47 here on this Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Mayor Whipple sees pandemic getting worse before it gets better.
Two.
Pandemic continues to put a strain on Kansas hospitals.
One.
Biden names his national security team. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on this Tuesday morning commute. During the past few minutes, we did have the report of somebody hearing an explosion in the 1600 block of South Main. A little bit south of Main and Harry. Looks like that's a blown transformer. And so you might see utility crews checking that out. 1600 block of South Main. That's just a transformer that blew right there. Hey, that's KNSS Traffic Update brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It's located downtown at Market and Waterman. You can also go online at carlstire.com. It is your home for complete car care. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Cloudy and breezy with an 80% chance for rain today. And a high of 56 degrees. 80% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 36. Could hear some thunder. Wednesday becoming sunny. Tomorrow's high 51 degrees. Right now light rain. South wind gusting to 35 miles per hour. And 51 degrees. Taking a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar. We do have an area of light showers moving through Sedgwick County now from southwest to northeast. And behind that, not much, except there is something brewing down around the Oklahoma border. Coming this way, a large area of showers coming from a southwest to northeast and heading for Sedgwick County. So that should be arriving here in about an hour or so. We'll watch out for that. But there is something. It's going to be raining here, it looks like, for the next day or so. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted. Many of our leaders are telling us not to celebrate the holidays like we normally would.
This is House Call for Health. Thanksgiving is just a few days away, and health and public officials continue to be cautious when it comes to celebrating in person because of coronavirus. Many urging people to avoid travel, stay home, and keep their holiday gatherings as small as possible. Lacey Fehrenbach is the Washington State Department of Health Deputy Secretary of Health.
If you can't be outdoors, you need to really ensure that your indoor space can accommodate 6 feet, a 6-foot bubble around every person. And we really recommend that you ventilate your space.
For more on coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Europe's aviation regulator has taken a step closer to letting the Boeing 737 MAX fly again. It's published a proposed airworthiness directive on Tuesday that could see it clear the aircraft within weeks to resume flying after nearly 2 years in a pair of deadly crashes. The publication of the directive for the jet by the European Union Aviation Safety Agency opens a 28-day public consultation period, after which the agency will review the input and then approve the aircraft for flight. Says the step signals its intention to approve the aircraft to return to Europe's skies within a matter of weeks, probably, looks like, possibly by the end of the year. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coke is number one. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's now the largest private company in America, according to Forbes. It's the first time in 12 years Coke has been listed higher than Cargill. The publication estimates revenues for Coke at $115 billion in 2019, topping Cargill's revenue of $14.6 billion. Sales rose 4.5% for Coke, just over 1% for Cargill. Cargill also has a significant place in Wichita's economy since it's home of the protein division headquarters. Jason Villanueva noticed a growing need for live stream services during the pandemic, so he started a business. Villanueva has launched Livestream Wichita as a side gig to his full-time job at Wichita's Red Guard. The pandemic is forcing organizers of in-person events to pivot to virtual presentations. Villanueva says he doesn't think the need for high-quality video content is going to go away even once people are allowed to gather in person again. And Delta Airlines considering ordering 737 MAX aircraft. That order could help the Boeing company unload some of those jets it's already built that no longer have buyers. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says if the opportunity arose, his company would have no problem ordering more 737 MAX aircraft. Boeing built up a 450-jet inventory as it continued to build the MAX after the March 2019 grounding of the aircraft. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Don't know if this is a really good analogy, but obviously what you're saying is we've got a large number of 737s ready to go sitting on a parking lot someplace.
I believe that's correct. Especially up in Seattle.
It's almost that simple. It's that simple, isn't it? We've got to clear those out and get them sold, and then we can ramp up production down here in Wichita Spirit and start in on that. In the meantime, there are other aircraft that are going to be buying. And so when this thing starts going, Spirit will have other work on other aircraft. Is that not true?
Absolutely. And it's just going to be kind of a slow ramp up. We can't expect things to come roaring back right away, but it'll be a slow ramp up, hopefully, in a couple of years to some production rates we've seen in the recent past.
Well, so we get to one or two of those vaccines approved and start that going. It seems to me there's some pent-up demand out there. People are wanting
absolutely
to go crazy.
We saw it for Thanksgiving. People want to travel. They want to get to other places. So, let's get that vaccine going. Hopefully by the second half of the year, people will be traveling again.
We've got to find out what the new normal is, right? Right,
you
Bill?
Bet. Okay. Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's coming up on 7:54 now, Steve and Ted. And stay with us, Steve and Ted, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on Biden's national security team. Ted has sports, as always.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the shocker men's basketball season, which has already stopped before it has even started. Yes. So we'll give you those details coming up in sports.
Plus, Ted's got entertainment news. The Blur is on the way as well.
Yeah, we've got a very good edition of entertainment news in the Blur. Lots of great info coming your way at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather. A little rain in the forecast. That's coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.